Surely people know. You look around nervously, but no one seems to have noticed. You close your eyes again. How did he talk you into this? Letting him get you off on the train? Insane. Your head rests on his shoulder as he continues to rub your clit. You try to act relaxed, normal, but out of sight his hand is making you want to scream. The rumbling and bumping of the train isn't helping either. His hand slides further down and begins teasing your opening. Delicate little probes, testing you. Damn it, can these people not feel how hot it is in here right now? The probes start to become more insistent, sliding up to one knuckle, then two. You can hear a soft slicking, but nobody looks your way. The finger is poking in and out rapidly, and the thumb on your clit is rubbing hard. You heave in a ragged breath before snapping your mouth shut again. Did anyone hear that? You don't think so. Even if they did, they wouldn't just assume you were getting off, would they? He leans closer and starts to whisper in your ear. You close your eyes in a vain attempt to block him out. I like it when you gasp like that. You gasp again, involuntarily, as the words and tickle on your ear send a jolt through your body. His finger is reaching as far as it can get without letting his thumb stop its work. It stretches and strains as if trying to find something deep inside you. I'm gonna make you come in front of all these people, he whispers. He's breathing hard too, excited. Baby, when you come for me, I want you to scream, so everyone knows what a good little slut you are. You're melting on his hand. He keeps whispering, but you can't hear what he's saying anymore. Your awareness is torn between the quivering, burning glow filling your body and the pressure of the eyes that must all be on you by now. You keep your eyes firmly closed, afraid to look. His movements are crescendoing. The train hits a bump and you explode with a squeak. Your whole body tenses, barely controlling the writhing, squirming urges of the orgasm. Wasn't that fun? He says, leaning back. His hand slides out of your pants. You look around in your haze, but no one seems to have noticed what happened. Well, you think. Hopefully next time, they will.